Brownstone.
Sure. And if you're gonna cook some biscuits or something, you might do this to the pan. You might.
You grease it.
Yeah. And so you say yesterday I.
I greased my pan.
Yeah. And now my hands are all
sticky.
Or
greasy.
Yeah. And the nowadays, with an automobile, you don't see so many of these anymore. But on an automobile, the inside, the thing that holds the air. Holds the air in the tire?
Inner tube.
Yeah, sure, that's just right. And now, was the creek big enough to put boats on?
Big creek? Where we live?
Yeah.
No, you had to dam it up to make a swimming hole.
I see. What kinds of boats did they have, though, out there?
Well, they had boats down below us. They had a big river. They had a big river down at Big Creek, you know, and they had boats to go across the river.
Uh-huh.
Just wooden boats, just little long, slim boats.
Did they have any special name for them?
No, just Kuna was some of them called.
Uh-huh. Boats. Did you ever hear, never called boats, bateaux or John boats or rowboats? Or?
Rowboats, I've heard of them.
Now, was Big Creek a town?
No, it's just a little place.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Well, what was the closest town to it?
Bristol.
It was in...
8 miles.
I see. It was just 8 miles, like, southwest.
Mm-hmm.
8 miles south...
Yeah.
Southeast.
Southeast, yeah.
8 miles southeast. Okay.
Yeah, I told you wrong. I'll go southeast.
That's okay. I got the idea in my head where it is. That's the important thing. Did you ever use the expression, right smart?
Right smart, yes. We say that a lot.
Okay, how do you use it? Give me some situations in which you'd use that. You think of something where you might use that, like we talk about, would you use it and talk about rain? It was raining.
Oh, it's raining right smart.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Or
heard that saying.
Or would you ever say we've had a right smart of rain? Would that sound
right
like?
Right smart of rain.
Uh-huh. But you would never use it in terms of saying someone had a right smart of hogs. Would you say that?
No.
How about he raised a right smart of corn? Does that sound right?
He raised a right smart of corn, yes, I said that.
Okay, but you wouldn't say, it wouldn't be anything you could count, probably. Maybe that's the thing.
No.
I mean, you wouldn't say, right smart wouldn't be, would you say there were a right smart of trees on that hill?
Right smart of trees, yes, I've said that.
That'd be okay, all right. Well, we'll come back to that, because I'm not quite sure about that one. If you went in the store and they gave you a little something, they gave you a little piece of cloth, you know, to take home to try to see if it would match what you wanted. What would you call that? Just a little
sample.
Uh-huh. And if someone got a new dress, and you might say that's an awfully
pretty dress.
Yeah, and that other dress is even
prettier.
And something you wear over your dress when you cook?
Apron.
And this is a
pan.
And what you use to put up a baby's diaper?
Safety pin.
All right. Did you never had a pump out there on that farm?
A pump?
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
You just used the water in the...
Just used water out of the creek in the spring. We had a little spring.
Uh-huh. Did you drink out of a
gourd or a dipper.
How about later they used things made out of metal? It had a little handle on it.
Tin cup.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you might call a coin a dime, or you might call it...
10 cents?
Yeah. Yeah. And a man might, if on a cold day, he wears something over his shirt. He wears a...
Sweater?
Or a coat. Something with buttons. Yeah. And then something he might wear between his coat and his shirt that would have no sleeves.
Sweatshirts.